What do you get when you put four handsome troublemakers in one studio? Stay tuned and find out next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's edition of Dishin' Days. I am your lead host. It's so weird saying that with Tony Moore in the studio. I'm Matthew Evan Payne, here with special guest star, the handsome, the talented, Jean-Paul Lavoisier. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
And to my, I'm going to steal this from Tony, to my far, 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 far left.
With my new fan from China, Park J. Freeman in the house.
And, of course,
who's the best ever?
He needs no introduction, but
I'm going to be selling the money.
We have...
Hi, I'm Tony Moore.
Welcome.
I really wish I had hair, because then it would have, like, blown like Beyonce.
That's what I do. I turn this on and I spray.
The hair's in the bag over there. I thought you...
No. Wrong bag.
Is that too loud?
I left my weave in the other bag.
No, it's perfect.
No, it's fine, Mark.
Yeah. Is that charging it as well?
No.
Would that be genius? Good. Sucking the battery? Is it sucking
probably
the battery?
Multi-million-dollar idea, though. I need a fan. It's hot in here. It might just be...
I think he said it's five... No. Was it... Five? No. Like $1.50. Our money. I think it was like five... Whatever Chinese money is.
Because the dollar fifty wasn't an indication that it was our money.
And we have whatever. Miss lovely, lovely Alexis in the booth.
The
hello,
newly
Alexis.
Engaged.
Oh, stop
yes.
it, you guys.
Oh my God, congratulations.
Thank you.
Check
thank you
Facebook every once in a while, Matthew.
I asked and she said maybe, so I
No, now it's been 2 weeks.
Oh, was I not supposed to say?
No, I said I asked and
she said maybe.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
She was hand in marriage.
Yeah, and I said maybe. Oh. And then I was like, surprise, just kidding. But no, you're always like my side boo, Matt.
I'm your side boo?
Yeah.
I'm your side dish?
Yes.
So we had a couple weeks off because of the Olympics, and now we're back and better than ever.
Who won?
I did.
The Olympics?
Yeah. I didn't watch anything.
I think we had 40-some golds, and 27 of them were... 45 golds, 27 of them were women. We had more women gold medalists than men.
Like, I think the biggest were Simone...
The gymnast.
Raven Simone.
The gymnast.
Bales. Was it Bales? Bales. No,
yes.
What's her name?
There was a gymnast and a swimmer.
Yeah. And she broke the world record. Our swimmer broke the world record.
Yeah. And now you're all caught up.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is the Olympics after show.
And we had 2 weeks off from days, basically.
Yeah. I enjoyed it, though. It was nice.
It was nice.
We watch Days of Our Lives 5 days a week, or sometimes five episodes in one day.
True, that's my life.
It kept throwing me off. I kept tuning in to watch the show, and I was like, oh yeah, these people are pretending to be fish still.
You did that for 2 weeks?
Well, there were, I don't know, 4 or 5 days where I was in the gym, in my building, and I'm like, I'm going to just watch the show. No, I'm not. They're still running.
So, speaking...
World champion. Never heard of him. World champion. Never heard of him.
I don't think we need to dish days today.
That's what I said too. I think no days. We'll just talk all things JP.
No.
Well, that would be for the spotlight on.
I think people would like to know our thoughts on the show, along with JP's thoughts on the show.
Do you have a favorite storyline? Currently, what's the matter?
Yours?
No, I'm just listening. That's how I.
That's how you listen. That's listening.
Yeah.
See, he's like me, like a fan, just with open arms, just like waiting
just
for
like
the questions.
Just like it, Tony.
Yeah,
it does. It's just like it.
Yeah.
No. I try not to get married to too many things, you know, especially in the soap world. You just never know, you know, things are hitting against the wall and what's going to stick and what's not. So I just, you know, you want to do this? Yeah. You want to do that? Whatever. Yeah. I'm going to give it my all anyway, so.
Do you ever say no?
Huh?
Do you ever say no?
At this hour? No, I don't think I say no. No. I don't think, no.
You know, like, that's a really bad idea.
No, but, Days did, you know, because you, I did, they cut my hair twice.
I understand
why they did, but I was sort of sat there in the barber, chair. I sort of sat there in the chair like a little kid at the barber in the 50s. I was like, meh. And I couldn't, because I was really, when they hired me, my hair was like here.
Yeah.
And I was really, I loved it. And I was like, I don't know, I just loved it. I'd never, they let it go back a little bit again. And I was like, I was sad about it. I was just sad. I was like cutting off my mane, my protection, my helmet.
Yes.
Yeah. So no, I don't, I didn't say, but I they knew I didn't want to, you know, poor Nikki, the hair and make mm-hmm. in charge of it. He kept saying, we got to cut your hair. And I was like, I was being serious, but I was trying to be funny. But I was like, no, that's it. I'll stop talking. They cut my hair twice, and I didn't like it.
Aww. When you started, you had long hair on air, and then they trimmed it, right?
And I think it's on the, you know, we taped so far ahead. I think it's starting to go down. I think it's kind of wolfing out a little bit again. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yay, but it's going to go away again. It's going to go, I don't know what, again, the taping, it's, I don't know, but it's going to, I'm going to get a short haircut again.
Oh.
On the air at some point.
So well, I feel like if they had offered you like a cookie or something like after the cut, it would have like softened the blow.
No.
No?
I can get my own cookies.
You know when you go
cookie,
in...
A cookie always Speaking does it of, for me.
You ever go to Bristol Farm and get the cookie? Like plug that. I got no dog in the fight. Go to Bristol Farms and get the cookie. It's so good.
Just the
Bristol
cookie?
Farm?
Bristol Farms. It has its own heating pad as soon as you walk in, and you can pick it out like a lobster. You know, I want that one. And it has its own bag. The cookie, it's $2.99. Sometimes they're 2 for $4. That's when I get them, two for four.
I like those deals.
The 2 for $4.
I like that. Yeah.
Martha said when you were here, I cut you off. Go ahead.
No. Let's talk about Martha.
Martha said when you were here, because I had told, when we had Martha as our guest, Martha Madison Bell, for those of you who don't know, I said that I see you hiking all the time. And Martha said he hikes 6 days a week?
You know, not six, but I do strive for like four. Four? Well, every other, you. Every other,
the
yeah.
full Dolores.
Yes. Sounds better when somebody else says it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Yes, my dear friend and I, Tuck Watkins,
yes.
Invented this crazy, ridiculous workout a couple years ago, 3 years ago, give or take, I don't know, called the Full Dolores, and it's been a constant, evolving, living thing that we do at Runyon Canyon. And
is it back open? Is Runyon back open?
Yeah, it's back open.
That's the only reason I had it, because they closed it down. That was the week I was going to go.
Well, you can go now that it's back open.
No, it's well, it loses something.
I'll go.
Oh, shucks.
I'm only going to go if I can do the full Dolores. I'll probably make it like a quarter of the way of the Dolores. I don't know if I can do the full one.
Well, anything less than a full Dolores is a baby Karen.
Okay. Then a baby Karen it is.
And you don't get a t-shirt. We have full Dolores t-shirts. You don't get a t-shirt for a baby Karen.
Okay, now I have to do it because I want a t-shirt.
You got
to
do it. Yeah.
We have extra large.
Yeah.
That defeats the purpose of doing the full delivery.
We get them off Zazzle.com. I'll check.
You just like plugging people, don't you? You like plugging things.
I like to let people know where I'm doing my stuff.
So I caught John Paul doing the full Dolores on Friday afternoon. I was hiking with my friend Kelly, and I said, he's on days. And she said, oh, no. And I said, I'm going to invite him on the show. And she said, you go do that. I'll be over here. So he was in mid-Dolores.
I was at Dog Bowl. That station's called Dog Bowl.
You were...
It's
I've
so
never
weird to listen to this from my end. I have no idea what's going on, so it sounds so dirty, but I'm just like, this sounds great. Keep talking.
Alexis, imagine me. You notice that I'm just sitting
here. Yeah, like, Tony's not saying anything. It's really bad.
We can say anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a section of the full Dolores called Cum Tree.
Oh, my God.
You said I could say anything.
Best it's a Sunday ever.
When you get to Cum Tree, you turn around and go back to the hive. You know.
Right. Yeah. So lost, but it sounds
As
so
As one
great.
Would do.
You should see, I got Tuck a t-shirt for his birthday last year, and it has all of our lingo on a paragraph right in the middle of the shirt, and it's just, no spaces, no commas. It's just like, all the lingo, and it just looks like army code or something. You have no idea. And I'm really proud of it, and it says the full Dolores on the back and stuff. Yeah. Anyway, so it's a special edition t-shirt
so
for
awesome.
Him. Yeah.
You can get that one.
Well, he just said special edition. It's not for me.
Oh.
They probably make an extra smalls.
Well, I'm pretty sure the extra large on you will still have that same effect of it going.
I have to cut the side, add more fabric. It'll be ridiculous.
Oh, you can do that, Lorraine.
Lorraine's the name of my car.
Sounds
my
like
car's name is Lorraine.
Your DeLorean.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Right up front.
I see you. I see you tucked there.
That's
often.
What I parked behind. I was like, who has
That was the first time I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to ask him to come on the show. And immediately you said, yeah, I'll be there.
Of course.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that.
So basically, the moral of this story is that Matthew is accosting people on Runyon Canyon, and basically you can't come enjoy
and pavilions.
And pavilions, and you can't come enjoy a theater at the Odyssey without me attacking you in the lobby.
If you've been on Days of Our Lives, or currently on Days of Our Lives, or have auditioned, I will hunt you down and bring you on the show.
Even though I was specifically told not to accost people during my job.
I sound like the sane one of the group.
I know, right? That's
you
crazy.
Do. Yeah, you do, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Scary I appreciate thought. That.
You have it gets crazy.
We have to recap Days.
Yes,
guys.
We do.
Okay.
Focus.
Okay. Well, don't forget to follow us on all social medias, Dish and Days, or on Twitter @_DishandDays. On iTunes, give us 5 stars, comment, all that good stuff. But let's go right into. Oh, I'm sorry. It's now time to start
Dish and Days.
Now this is the part, JP, where you flip this hourglass. You know, just use all the muscles that you have and
from
just
the full
just
Dolores.
Flip it over. Yeah. Yeah.
You flip it right now?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I've never.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There you go.
It's very exciting.
Oh. And then that happens.
Alexis is going to be on Runyon.
Hurry up. I want to hear some noise again.
And Mark, do that every time you
I'm
complete
gonna, every single time.
With
I'm
the fan.
One of those.
It really makes a difference.
It really does. Definitely. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. All right. So we have Victor, Maggie, Brady, Teresa, and Deimos. They finally found Tate.
Tate.
First of all, how they found Tate.
Oh, God.
Oh, don't even get me started.
Behind the little divider.
Folding. Why didn't they just put him under the kid bathroom sink? It was so weird.
Yeah, that was weird. But nonetheless, they found him. You know, congratulations.
Good.
And
he's 8 now.
Right. That would have been hysterical.
He is pretty big.
That would have been like Soros.
Yeah. He's in high school with Theo and Sierra
right.
and Claire.
Well, when they picked him up out of the crib, I was like, good God, he's still going. Like, this, like, big... Like, he wasn't a baby anymore. It was, like, this huge, like, kid.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Came out of nowhere. It was a lot. It was
a moment.
He's
been gone for 3 months.
Yeah. Well, you know, kids grow. I was one, so...
And you're still growing.
Yeah, that is true. So, yay for that. And then Maggie had her surgery.
Yep.
Which apparently took
five minutes.
It took a commercial break.
Has full feeling in her feet and legs.
Yes, which is all good. I'm actually kind of glad that they went ahead and did that, because I don't know how it would have felt if Maggie was just in a wheelchair the entire time. I don't think I would have liked that. Especially with all her scenes, like every time she had to exit, it was always just kind of like, I'm going to go now.
I'm sorry. That's friggin' funny. I'm sorry. It's funny.
But that's what always happens.
We got punished on social media when we made fun of the noise that the wheelchair made last time.
But that's the noise it makes.
But I
who had problems with the noise? Who,
viewers of this show. They were like, that's how it sounds.
That is how it sounds.
Oh, it was
Mm-hmm.
It's the thing is like, cut away. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We don't, you know what I mean? Like, it's, whatever.
And then, right, well, and now she's got a pair of new red shoes that she'll be dancing the night away.
Yes,
and
those red shoes were sickening.
I have a pair.
Sickening in a good way.
I do too, actually.
Wait, Tony.
They're patent leather.
Sickening in a good way?
Oh, no, like sickening. Like, yeah, sickening.
Yes. Yeah,
like
they're
that. Yeah, yeah. Like that sickening. Yeah. Not like sickening like, blah, but sickening like, yes. There's a difference.
Not sickening like blah, but sickening like yes. Did you catch that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have thoughts on this storyline?
Just listening. Just listening.
Okay, and I'm going to say this too.
Actors like when they're in wheelchairs because they don't have to show up for blocking.
Exactly. That's a good point.
The wheelchair shows up.
That's
and
a good
it's
point.
It's just there.
Yeah.
Next week, Philip will be in
set.
A wheelchair.
Oh, God.
I was in a coma for like 11 shows on One Life, and before I got shot, my boss came up to me and he goes, "You're gonna get shot and go into a coma. You're gonna it's for like 11 shows. You're gonna be so happy you have no lines." I said, "Okay,
perfect.
That's the best."
Yeah,
like you just kind of show up.
Yep.
And you just
yep. It's kind of what I do here.
I was gonna say the same thing.
Well, at least people are honest. Okay, so back to Victor.
Oh, so here's what I was gonna say though.
Yep.
And I think it was Nicole who said something to Victor, and she said something about being your new domesticated self. She said that to him, which...
To Victor?
Yeah, which is kind of true, because it's like, he's kind of like, blah, now, because they keep taking his house away and
because
shit like that, which
apartment.
Is absolute ass
oh,
mine.
Yeah.
But it just pissed me off because I'm like, every time, and as much as I love Deimos and Nicole, it really pisses me off that Deimos has the house still. I don't know
why. No, me too, because it's not his house.
Because my thing is, like, he should, if he was going to, like, Victor needs to be in the house. It needs to be Victor's house.
But where would Deimos go?
They can go into that same apartment.
It's not fitting for Deimos.
Yes, it is. It's more fitting than for Victor to be in there.
It's not fitting.
It's a good house for Philip.
No.
It's a nice living room. It's very comfortable. I mean, I like it. It's wonderful.
Think he needs to be in the house. Sorry. And that's just, that was my point, is I hate it.
What's it like being a Kidiakis?
What? it's reminded me that, like, I've grown up, like, I'm sort of like an older guy now. Like, when I was in One Life, I was sort of more the kid, bleach blonde hair, like, you know, sometimes surfer boy or whatever when I really first started. But, like, now it's like I'm in a suit every day. Mm-hmm. I get to work with, you know, John Aniston and stuff. So it's and Vincent, who I've been a huge fan of all my children. I grew up watching that. But so it's reminded me, it's like, oh, you're like a man now. You, like, talk like a man and do man stuff. Like, it's, the little boy is kind of over for now or whatever. So it's been, and side note, one of my favorite movies is Glengarry Glen Ross. Mm. And I love the dialogue in it. So I use a lot of, like, my Glengarry Glen Ross, like, knowledge to, like, sort of, like, bring stuff out in Philip and on set. And I don't know, it's just nice. But it's Philip kind of nice playing a businessman. Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I didn't think I'd ever say that, but it's nice to play a businessman.
Go ahead. I was going to say it, but I the thing I like, because I was a big fan of Jake Kenneth Johnson, mm-hmm. and I didn't like Kyle. We'll just put that out there, because, you know, who am I to mince words? So when I saw, as soon as I saw the posting that you were coming in as Philip, I was like, oh, this might be interesting. And as soon as you, honest to God, you can rewind the tapes.
You've said it from the beginning.
I really just thought, I really loved you in the part, and I thought you brought so much more fun to the character. He wasn't just a stuffy businessman.
He
had a personality, and there was more to him.
But you bring a lot of John Paul to the role too, and that's what Martha also said when she was here. She was like, "There's a lot of John Paul in Philip."
Billy said the same thing, actually.
Billy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sweet Billy.
Oh God.
Let's talk about Billy.
No.
Yes.
No.
Bookend. You're getting from both sides now.
Oh my God. How is this my life?
I'm sorry, Tony.
Speaking of, isn't that our next topic?
Really?
Speaking
no, of, well, no, we, wait, haven't, we, no haven't,
we haven't even wrapped up this storyline. Victor got arrested.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch!
Right. Okay, well, who died when, like, Brady found the phone, and he called the one number that was programmed in there, phone. And then it's like, Victor Kiriakis, and I was like, ooh. It is him.
I made the same noise.
I just don't get it. But again, I mean, I get it's TV. I get it. But it's like, just because it's the only, to me, it almost makes it more of a setup that it's the only phone number in the phone.
Well, I automatically thought it was a burner phone. Like, that's the only, like, phone, and that's the only number. That's what I thought. And I mean, Caroline had the vision that someone
told her. Oh, yeah, that's so, so dumb.
Don't even get me started on the vision.
I mean... So she's right. Victor picked up the phone.
I can't. It wasn't that phone.
Well, it was, you know, in a roundabout.
Whatever.
What? Okay.
Whatever. What's the next topic?
That's basically what happened.
The next topic is Chloe, Belle, and a character named Philip.
Amazing.
1P.
1P.
Well, 2, really. The beginning and the end.
Oh, right.
Since we're technical. Well, I mean, when Philip, go ahead. No, you go.
Philip offered to be Chloe's baby daddy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's something I wouldn't have turned down.
I like the idea.
I would have been all for it too.
I still think Parker's his.
Oh, really? Okay.
I feel like that might be the first time I've ever thought of that.
I mean, thank goodness someone's gone, so we don't worry about it.
Who?
But,
who's gone?
The D word.
Who?
Who's
gone? We will not continue the show until you fill me in who's gone. But John Paul doesn't know either. Who's gone?
We can...
Daniel.
Daniel who?
Oh, doctor?
Yes.
Zach,
what's the shot? I don't know what the shot is. What are we talking about? What's the subtext here?
He's not too fond of the character of Daniel Jonas.
Okay. Well, the Jonas family.
Also, I bet you died when Maggie was about to have her surgery and she had the ID rubbing card.
I'm like, come on, put it in props, put it away. We've moved on. Done.
He's very passionate.
He's been gone for months now.
I've kept all this in for 2 weeks.
His memory still lingers. Insert memories. Okay. Continue.
Sorry.
Philip walks in on Belle and Sean having a conversation, and Sean's trying to make Philip jealous, and I love how when you walked into TBD.
Uh-huh.
You beelined it to the couch to pretty much spy on them from across the restaurant.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Well, that was the blocking, so I had to do what I was doing. That wasn't an improv move.
That was not improv.
I remember that movie. I like it. Yeah, it was kind
of. Your conversation, Brandon, with Belle too was pretty. You were saying something. She was talking about not becoming a silent partner anymore or something. And wrote this down, and I don't even. I think it was because I wrote, try to find someone to buy Belle out of label. And then in quotes, you said, God help me, I do. Oh, someone to replace her. He's like, God help me, I do want someone to replace her. I don't know. It was just the way you said it. I was actually going to try and grab the video offline to play because I just started laughing. I don't know. It was just the way you said it, and I was cracking up. And then we'll get to some other stuff.
Well, Belle felt devastated that Philip was trying to cut her out of the record deal.
Yeah,
but Belle should reap what she sowed.
That's
what you were going to say.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, everybody wants to be wanted and needed, and then everyone kind of feels bad when they get the push, you know, the axe in some way. It's well, I don't really want to be in it, but I want you to want me to be in it. You know, I don't know. It's that kind of thing. Invite me to the party. I don't know if I want to show up, but we all want to be invited, right?
Right.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, we talked about this too a couple weeks ago. Just the whole Belle, Philip, and Sean. And Chloe. Like, when you guys were all, that one scene where they were all together.
Oh, in the Horrortown Square?
And we all were like, oh,
I love
it.
That.
You know, and even though it wasn't you, it's you know what I mean? Like, it didn't make any difference to me that it wasn't J.
Like
Kenneth.
That.
You know? It was just so nice. And we're like, why don't this is what should be front burner.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah. True.
Plain and simple.
Because I liked Belle with Philip.
I actually like Belle with Chad too now. I'm liking it more and more.
I do too.
I don't know.
I am so torn.
I don't know. Belle seemed a little more like, you know, she came into her own and she's like a woman and she's like, I know what I want.
What does this have to do with Chad?
Because it has to do with Philip.
What does any of this
have to do with Chad?
You said no because, and then you said that. But then
no, that was like a mere 2 seconds where she's like, oh, I'm going to stay tonight with you and Thomas. So
no,
I don't know how
I thought that was strange too. Scenes with him.
I'm going to spend the night.
I didn't see it like that. I just saw it as
that's
like
not
attorney.
Weirder than. Oh, we don't even
know.
No, get me started.
We'll talk about it.
Back to me. I liked Belle and Philip.
But I like her with all three of them, which I think is what is so good, and it pisses me off that Daze doesn't see that. Like, they have a great opportunity for an amazing storyline.
Are you mad?
I like Philip better with Belle than I do Philip with Chloe, although I think it's sweet
that
he's
offering. I like him too, though.
And I'm sorry, she got pregnant yesterday, and she has morning sickness. I have a photo that
It's
been a while.
It's been a few months.
Has it?
Yeah. Since she did the do with Deimos.
But didn't we just find out?
We just found out.
I mean,
so
yeah.
Maybe she's
it actually happens first, and then you find out.
Yeah. So I mean, so it's not like
sure. Oh well, you
it's
know.
Not like immediately after
is
you
that
find
how
out
it
you're
happens?
Pregnant.
Yeah, that's how it happens.
Yeah. So I think morning sickness is on point for right now. Yeah. No. Yeah. No.
Yeah, I think it's fine. It doesn't bother me.
She was like, "Oh, the smell of food," and then ran to the bathroom, and then Claire started singing. I was like, "Girl, get out of here! Stop singing, both of them. Just stop singing."
But Chloe hasn't started.
She sang, well, her track sang over her lip syncing the other day, and then...
That was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, well, seems like the other day.
Well, it was a great moment when Philip showed up with the ginger tea and was like, oh, I remember how you were with
Parker.
See,
that's what I'm talking about.
That was a tender moment. I like that.
Did we kiss in that?
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay. No. It's hard to remember.
Yeah.
You know, no tape kissing. It so long ago. Uh-huh. They're 6 months off, so yeah. I'm trying to remember the ginger tea moment.
Yeah.
Where were we?
You bring it to her room.
And then that's when you came up with the brilliant idea.
It's actually when you...
Go ahead.
Of being her baby daddy.
God. 100% our craziest guest.
Can you be here every Sunday?
Can I be her? Who?
Be here every Sunday.
Be here. Yeah. I'm going to clean up when you guys leave. I lock up.
Be careful. AfterBuzz may take you up on that.
I was going to say, yeah. Be careful what you say around here.
I was going to leave early.
Right.
Take over.
I got it.
And, I mean, that's...
The scenes that you share with Brandon Beamer, even when they're unspoken, like the scene that we were just talking about where you walk in and you're grilling each other from across the room, how much fun is it to play against each other?
I'm assuming it aired. Has he punched me out yet? Did he drag me out of a room?
Mm-mm.
He didn't?
Mm-mm.
Well, he saw...
Bruce Willis is dead the whole movie.
He drunkenly...
By the way, that's why I just keep giving up information. What?
I think Philip drunkenly kissed Belle, and then he kicked you out of
her apartment.
But that was like a couple months ago.
Oh, that was a while ago. Yeah, okay. So I swung and missed, I think, and it sort of drugged me out and threw me out. Moments like that. So I could do fight scenes with Brandon like all day long and just throw me around. He's in my opinion, he's jacked. He's so ripped and cut, and I'm just like, I love to. I like to be the rag doll. Like, throw me around, throw me up against the wall. I love to lose every fight,
physical or dialogue.
Oh, what? How does my face look?
You were like...
We had the same face the entire time.
I did, too. I just caught you doing it.
I'm lost.
Keep going, John Paul.
He liked hearing how you like to be the
rag doll.
Throw me up against the wall, unhinge my jaw, bend me over, show me the 50 states, boy.
Wow!
That was beautiful. I don't know if it was more so like enjoyment, but it was more so like I was interested in this.
Oh, I need my fan.
I'm not. The show's gonna look so unengineered because I'm just all over the place right now.
All right, in here.
Thank you, Alexis.
Best show ever.
Anyway, so I wish Brandon Beamer could have just thrown me around all the time. Just keep pushing me up and just break bottles over my head. That would have been fun. So.
He said bottles, by the way. Bottles.
What did you think it sounded like?
Nothing. My mind's in the gutter at this
point. We're going to earn our explicit rating.
I already
wrote
it down, and I'll just erase it if it does not meet to the quota, but it's already there.
Oh, boy. All right, so...
This takes forever! How long does it take?
An hour.
I forgot.
It's an hour.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Did you think it was just going to, like, just flop down?
No, I didn't know what was going to happen.
Oh.
It's
still going.
It's the biggest one I've ever seen.
So yeah, Days of Our Lives. What are we talking about?
So that was all that happened with Philip, Chloe, and Belle this week.
So now we can talk about Chad.
If we must.
All right, let's talk about Chad a little bit today. Okay.
Don't forget, though, that we have a heartthrob in the room, so let's not gush too much on Chad.
No. Okay. I talk about Billy all day.
Oh, thank you. I didn't realize you guys considered me a heartthrob. That's super sweet. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Is that water?
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Stop.
So let's just talk. Let's start with the ridiculousness of Sierra telling him she loves
him. Oh, my God. Okay, so yeah.
I mean, we all love Billy. Do not get us wrong. I believe that she loves him.
Yes.
But it was a little...
It was a little much.
And I said this before, I'm okay with the teen love, you know, because that happens when you're young and you like someone who's older, or teacher or something like that.
But you don't tell them.
But it was just, I don't know, just the way they did it. And I just don't like how angry she is at Belle. And it's like, what do you mean? I was like, bitch, you're the fucking bait.
Now it is. It is explicit. Thank you, Mark. We have earned it.
You are a doggone babysitter.
Well, it was just a weird argument to have because
Mark,
she was.
Did. It's only, see, it was only when I talk about Billy.
We'll see. Well, but she was having this whole conversation about like, oh, I know you feel the same way, and why don't you just be honest? And then he's like, but I am being honest. Like, I don't love you.
I'm still grieving the loss of my wife.
Yeah, but you know she's...
I'm not.
Oh, I know. I was like, wait a minute.
But what? She's had a hard time too. Jeff, you know, her dad died, and what happened to her with Chase and stuff. So yeah. She was, and that was that moment where she was comparing tragedies too.
She listed a lot of things that happened to her, and she mentioned Aiden. Did she actually mention Chase?
She did.
Okay,
I don't remember.
She might have said him to the end because she was like, my dad, and then the things with Aiden.
I just thought it was a weird confession.
It was a weird confession.
Because I've had crushes on people who are older than me, not at this age, but when I was younger, and I never told them.
Yeah. Well, and just the way they went about it. I don't know, it was really awkward. I'm glad he fired her.
Well, I was sad that she lost her job.
Yeah, she was like, she'll like, you'll be getting your last paycheck.
But also the fact that, like...
She's Hope Williams' Brady daughter. She'll find it.
Well, the fact that Chad is, like, a mess. Chad is a mess right now.
He's not a mess.
He's a mess. He needs
Sierra. He needs a brush.
No, he doesn't. He is perfect just the way he is.
No, his hair this week looked like he had rolled up out of bed and said, here I am.
But perfect.
He's method acting. It looks like he hasn't slept in days.
Get out, Matt. Get out.
Still having fun, JP.
JP, what's it like to work with Billy Flynn?
I don't work with Billy Flynn, sadly.
I know.
You shared a scene with him?
What? No, I don't think... No. No. I never said one word to him. Damn. Yeah.
On camera.
On camera. Oh, my God. Yeah. Off camera. We talk all the time. And, you know, it's... I could have worked with Billy every day.
Yeah.
I could have worked with Billy and Jen Lilly every day.
Oh, yeah. We love Jen Lilly.
We were talking about that out front before we came in, and I was like, that would have been amazing. Like, that triangle, oh.
So good.
I tested with Jen, and I was like, oh, who's this?
I might just have to write a new show with them.
Dreams.
And it will be called Dreams.
It'll be called Mark's Dreams.
I think Mark's dream wouldn't involve anyone else except you and Billy.
And then brokenhearted Sierra went home, and she was like, Mom, and then read the note, went to bed early, leftovers in the fridge, and I was like,
I thought she was going to go to Chase. That's where when she was looking through her phone and like, oh, I'm not going to call that person. And then she got up and ran out. I was like, she's going to go to Chase. That was my first thought.
Oh, no.
I thought she was going back to the Demare Mansion.
I felt like she was going to Claire. But what made me giggle was when she was going through her phone and she's like, no, no. Oh, hell no. I was like,
what did that person do to you?
That's a little weird. Like, that's a strong reaction.
Yeah.
You know what they should have done? Is that they should have put Chase's number up there for her to say, oh, hell no.
There should have been a name there. Yeah. I agree.
I think Janaea, is it Janaea Beretta? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. She thinks that Chad should hire me as the babysitter, and I think that's a fantastic
So, Sierra doesn't have her job, and so...
It can be the Manny.
She doesn't have her job, she doesn't have any of the men that she likes.
No. Why are we dismissing the idea of me being the Manny?
And then she walks into Claire's...
place. John and Marlena's place, Brady and Teresa's place. It's all the same place.
But and there's Claire and Theo just making out and going at it.
They reuse the set.
You knew that?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Of the doctors have the same exact office, and I think some of the police detectives
move the pictures around. We're not dumb.
Or put the desk across the room.
Yeah. We're not. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't know.
We figured it out.
Okay. But you're not supposed to know, right?
We're not supposed to know.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We get it. They're on a budget. We got it.
So then Sierra walks in and sees Theo and Claire kissing.
Yes.
And I thought she was going to flip, and then she was like just completely awkward about it.
Well, they all were. Yeah. But kudos to Claire, because she had that leg hiked up like she meant business.
She's throwing herself at Theo. He's like, I mean, I'll make out with you, but I'm not interested. It happens sometimes.
It happens.
Yeah. Take what you can get.
In the moment, I guess so. I mean, are we liking this pair of Claire and Theo or no?
No. I mean, I don't hate it.
I don't hate it.
I like the storyline a lot, but I don't think they'll be a couple.
Well, I think, I don't know. Because I think I do, however they're going to do it, I still feel like Sierra and Chase are going to end up together, as awkward as that sounds. But that's how the day's mentality.
Maybe they'll just start to get together, and then Marcy will come in as the new Abigail and mess some stuff up.
Mess up who?
Sierra and Chad.
No, that's not going to happen. Are you kidding me?
You're digging for gold right now.
Didn't you just say that? Didn't you just say that Chad and...
Wait, Sierra and Chad?
Not Sierra and Chad. Did I say Sierra and Chad?
I thought so.
No,
did you say?
I don't remember now.
I don't either.
I said Lorraine
and Chad. I heard Chad and I just...
I think I said Lorraine and Chad.
And Philip.
What? Keep me out of this. Shit.
No, I don't know what I said. I don't know. We'll have to watch it back. I definitely didn't say Sierra and Chad. Sorry. Sierra and Chase. Is what Chase. I was saying.
Oh,
Sierra
and Chase. I think I heard you say Sierra and Chad, and I was
me
like,
too.
Oh,
yeah, no,
okay.
Sierra
maybe
and
he
Chase.
Did.
Sierra and Chase.
I still think it's going to be Sierra and Chase.
Mark has vodka in his glass.
Rum and Coke, actually, but whatever.
Such a classy lady. Yeah. Very classy. All right. That was pretty much it.
So that's
the tidbits.
Top storylines.
Yes.
Let's bang these out. Jennifer...
Well, speaking of Chad, because that has to do with Chad, too.
Yeah. Jennifer had a relapse. She decided... to go ahead and take the pills and the alcohol.
I was a little bummed, though, that Belle was being nice about it.
Why?
Because I wanted her to just go, you got the kid.
Well, she understood, because Belle is also a mother.
Right, I love that.
So
I love the explanation.
She sympathized
with Jennifer.
I'm okay with
it. I was
Jennifer.
Just a little bummed.
I liked that the women came together to help Jennifer.
Well, I'm glad that they're giving Melissa Reeves a storyline.
Me too, and it's a
good
one.
It's a great storyline.
I think it's great, and I think she's doing a kick butt job.
I didn't want her to relapse. Only for storyline purposes did I think it was great. It was such a good scene.
And how do you not watch the scenes with her and Matthew Ashford and want to shoot every person at Days of Our Lives who doesn't hire him back?
He's dead.
Well, I'm just glad they're giving him airtime.
But it's ridiculous. Like, it's just, it's amazing. And there's, even the scene, he says something about Abigail being with Chad, like, completely setting up for him to have an issue with Abby and Chad being together when she does come back. Like, it's just, like, we're handing it to you on a friggin' platter. And they're like, no, it's too good of a storyline. We're not gonna do that.
What are you thinking, JP?
Huh?
What are you thinking?
I'm just listening and thinking, you know? I mean, it's... God, who knows? The behind-the-scenes stuff that you just who knows what's going on at the tables and the phone calls and the this and the that and the business. You know, who knows? I know. It's crazy.
I would love to sit in on one of those. Just be a fly on the wall.
I don't think they'll ever let me near
the
studio.
I'm a lefty.
My brother's a lefty.
Ah, it's the best. I'm not kidding. I'm so happy I'm a lefty.
So handsy.
See?
Matthew.
Who's handsy now?
I'm like Mark J. Freeman
over
here.
Who's handsy now?
We both look so judgmental. You have like your arms, and I'm just like. Okay, moving on.
I'm judging you, Matthew.
I love the scene with Jennifer, Belle, and Kayla when Jennifer got off the bed and they were just saying how Belle wouldn't sell Jennifer out because, like you said, because of the mom.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a great scene.
But they were still also worried because. Julie even like checked in with Belle again and to make sure, and Jennifer really wasn't fully trusting of Belle because she still thought that she was going to go to Chad.
She's like, you're staying next to me.
Yeah.
And then Jennifer went to the AA meeting and spoke.
Good for her.
Now is Julie allowed to just go hang out at the AA meeting?
Sure.
They have two different types of they have two different types of meetings. They have open meetings and they have closed meetings.
Okay, that's all I need to know.
How do you know?
I know.
I was going to say that as well.
Oh, see, get out of my head, Alexis.
We got some research. I did want to say, though, shout out. I had tweeted that I liked the scene with Martha Madison, Missy Reeves, and Mary Beth Evans. Mary Beth Evans had minimal dialogue in that scene. All she said was, why does it matter, or it doesn't really matter, to Jennifer about... Mary Beth Evans' active listening in that scene, like, you actually think that... She's so good.
Yeah.
Like she's paying attention.
She was paying complete attention.
And
you could see
what's happening now, right?
Yeah, and you could see the wheels spinning.
Now she's not getting airtime.
Yeah, they're phasing. You know, and that's what she said when we had her here for an interview, that sometimes they just kind of phase you out a little bit.
Yeah, when you do good.
Well, they'll phase her back in.
I think they'll phase her back in, too.
Cheryl and our... Cheryl Hawk. Hawk, right?
Hawk, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why. Sorry, Cheryl. But she made a good point, and I liked it, too. I liked when Belle handed Jennifer the phone to check to make sure that she
wasn't taking any pictures or anything. Oh, yeah, she was like, I looked at my phone. I didn't take any pictures.
No, I could never do that. I can't hand somebody my phone and say, here,
don't,
check
don't
to make
sure.
Don't
swipe left.
Because we know what's on.
You have to clear your history every 30 seconds. If there's one thing that I've learned in this life, you go to settings, clear cookies, delete history.
That is a good point.
World.
If you learn anything from today's episode,
the more you know. Okay, yeah. So Jennifer had a relapse,
and then Nicole and Deimos asked Nicole to move in with him.
Doesn't go quick.
I don't particularly care
about
I'm
Nicole and Deimos.
To lose total, and I.
Well, okay, wait. Whoa. Thank you.
Knowledge is power.
We're missing a big huge thing that happened with Nicole and Deimos is that they actually. Made love.
Oh, yeah, on the couch.
Haven't they already?
Well, I don't. If it's on the couch, I don't think it's making love. I think it's sex. Just saying. Making love doesn't happen on a couch.
Look,
it happens under a willow tree in a blanket with a picnic basket and wine.
What's happening?
That's making love.
No.
Love.
There's a feeling.
Anytime something happens on a soap, it is never sex. It's making love.
It's dirty sex.
They made love. They love each other.
Can we get a double explicit rating?
Sure, I'll make sure. I'll just put it in big, bold, capital letters.
I hope by now they just stop fighting or resisting that they do like each other and want to be with each other.
I think that she has now. See, I like them together.
The guard is down a little more.
And we talked about this before, too, when Xander was on. I love that somebody loves Nicole.
Yeah.
Like somebody finds her attractive.
Someone did before. Yeah, Xander did, and then
Daniel
and Deimos. Well, whatever. He doesn't count. He's dead. And remember, we can't bring them back. Sorry.
Concorde.
No, I just love how much he loves her because she's such a beautiful, amazing woman, and like she's clearly put a lot of her deviousness aside. And I just love seeing him chase her. I love that.
Well, it's great. It's a beautiful moment. And the way he plays a piano.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Deimos is becoming a musical.
Hmm?
Between him playing the piano and Claire singing. And
I'd rather watch Vincent play piano all day than hear any of them
NBC,
sing.
NBC, because they do the musicals now. They could do NBC, the Days of Our Lives musical.
I'd watch it.
I mean, everybody sings.
What
Eric sings.
Good idea.
Jen sings.
Watch it.
They should do a musical episode.
That'd be great.
Do you sing?
JP, what would you do?
He plays the drums.
No, I could drum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could do sit-ups.
You
could
do that.
You can do sit-ups while playing the drums. America's Got Talent.
Yep.
Signing you up. Signing you up tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I was doing plank when we bumped into each other the other day. I was in the middle of my planks.
I'm not kidding you. I interrupted the most hardcore workout ever.
I said
full Dolores.
I wish I was there.
I'm in the middle of doing plank,
and he was walking by
John Paul, and I'm counting, and I'm trying to hold, and I just look over, and I'm like, what?
And I'm like,
and then he's getting closer, but like I'm down, and like I'm like dirty, I'm like, remind me. And he goes, he tells me, I was, I'm so sorry, you know. Anyway,
you could have at least waited for him to stand up from the plank.
Well, I was lingering too long that it was becoming weird, and I was like, just say something. So I just said something.
That's what it was. See, I wonder... See, you came in like John Paul. Mine would have been more like, excuse me.
Well, no, because I didn't think he heard me the first time when I said John Paul, and then I was like, maybe it's JP? JP?
Oh, did I ignore the first one? Did I not hear it?
I thought you were so into your... You waited
you
a good
so
10 seconds.
You were so into your point.
But, although it felt like an eternity. It could have been like that. Like, I was like, oh.
Anyway, not to get off topic, but if they did a singing show, I could do plank while they sing.
I like it. I like it.
And maybe the drums.
Oh, and Deimos asked Nicole to move in. Into the mansion that Victor used to live in.
It's just dumb.
Moving on. Sean and Belle.
We already talked about Sean and Belle.
Oh, that they agreed to let Claire... pursue her musical endeavors and defer college for a year.
And her attitude changed quickly because normally she's like, I can't believe you. I hate you so much. And then Belle was like, no, you can take a year off. But, and then she was like, I love you so much. Oh my God, you're the best mom ever.
Yeah.
Well, she's fresh. She's just so fresh.
Was there a time when Belle was pregnant with Claire? Was there a time that they thought it could be Phillips? Was that a storyline? Do we know?
No, I think so.
It was always. Was it always Sean's, or was there like a?
I think there was a possibility question about Claire.
His. Okay. Yeah. Just putting that out
Claire
there.
Phillips. Yeah.
Because I'm sure Cheryl knows. So Cheryl, if you were in the chat room,
because right there, someone mentioned how Phillip was very attached to Claire in the very beginning.
Yes. Yeah. I'm just thinking one of the possibilities.
Wait, or was it also with Phillip with the storyline when Claire was kidnapped?
Yes.
By the side, and the psychic was helping out, and that could have been too. Where's James Lott Jr. when you need him? I can't remember. Where's it? Came to 50.
I know. I know. Right. Give us the book.
Right.
Yes. They're saying yes. Cheryl says yes.
Yes.
It was believed to be Phillips. Okay.
Claire.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So okay. Now, who knows?
When you,
I mean, I doubt it, just because that's a good storyline.
When you take over a role, are you responsible for your own research, or do they give you certain things that you should know?
I can tell you that nobody ever sat me down and gave me a tutorial on Phillip, and I purposely didn't go back on the internet to watch the other actors' footage.
Right.
I just didn't want that in my head, and I basically just told myself and I told the powers, I said, here's the deal. I'm just going to start doing stuff, and you just let me know if what I'm doing is wrong or if you need to steer me some way. I'm just going to do some stuff, and I'm gonna give what – you know. I'm going to bounce off, you know, John and Lauren, you know, I said, I'm just going to bounce off these people that he's got all this history with, and I'm just going to see what I can make. And just if it makes, you know, hopefully it'll make sense. And nobody really ever said too much. But a lot of the actors were really generous. And, you know, of course, the one joke that everybody said, you know, especially John, he would go, you know, you got a fake leg, right?
I know. We were talking about that too.
And I'm like, yeah, but I can't be limping all that. So, you know, there was that thing. But I would take what you know, people would give me snippets like, well, you know, you did, and Nadia too, especially Nadia would give me a lot of. She goes, you know, 9 years ago this happened, and then 7 years ago this happened. I'm like, okay, so you know, so they were
briefed
without even having to ask for it. They would go, you know about this, right? Well, let me tell you about it. I'm like, okay, great. And I would just put it in. So
interesting.
Well, I'm going to say...
They gave me free research. You know, they gave me... The actors gave me a lot of info.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my repeat Lauren Kaslow, because I thought what she said was so great when she took over for Deborah Dare. We were talking about... Because Deborah Dare, who played Kate before Lauren Kaslow, was a major character. I loved Deborah Dare, and I was very upset when she was leaving the show. And we were asking her, you know, about taking over for somebody else, and her thing was, you know, she's done theater... And, you know, my Hamlet may be different from your Hamlet, but it's all Hamlet. And that that's how she just kind of approached it, is this is my take on Kate. And I just love that. I love how she approached it and thought of it. And Billy said the same thing. He didn't watch Casey before he took over. He kind of found out from other people, too. And it's kind of just like, this is how I'm going to do it. You know, I'm not going to try and...
Duplicate
it or do what they did. I'm just going to do my version of this person. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
That's what I'm going to do when I get on the show. I'm just going to do it.
Well, somebody has to play the part first. Silly goose.
You're right.
And I believe that is it for our tidbits.
That's
so
it.
That's our recap.
Oh, I got to get on my notes.
Segments.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we'll start with mine,
Did I bring the wrong...
Tony's a... Oh, are you looking at your notes for All-Stars?
Probably. No, but I don't...
Let's get all started.
Oh, it's on my phone.
So we'll start the segments off with mine, which is Tony's official 3 Snaps Award.
Oh, snap!
All right, so...
It's
like a seizure.
So I am giving my official 3 Snaps Award. It doesn't go quick.
I know, but I have OCD, and I want the sides clean. See all that sand there? I want that down. I'm trying to make it longer is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to unstick the sand.
Well, my official 3 Snaps Award goes to... Kate and Phillip for their wonderful clapback dinner that they had.
Oh.
where first Philip says something to Kate about, oh, here's the blue streak talking again.
I love that.
Which I thought was amazing. And then Kate clapping back with, well, with Chloe's singing so much, I'm surprised no one's burst out into song. I was like, oh my God, this dinner is amazing. And then Chloe comes in and is like, oh, I'm surprised you haven't tried to kill anyone. I was like, oh my God,
that was snaps so going good. Everywhere. It was so
yeah,
good.
Yeah. So,
did you improvise that line, the blue streak line?
No, and I am genuinely trying to think. I feel like Kate may have added that line. Lauren, don't quote me. Quote me. I already said it, right? What am I going to do? Can't turn back. But I think Lauren added the line. I did not add the line. 100% I didn't add the line. I've never changed a line in my life. And you can quote that.
Except for that one day.
What?
Oh.
Hmm?
Shh. What?
I don't even know what the joke was.
Well, Philip and Kate slash Chloe's dinner gets Tony's official three snaps award.
Oh, snap!
There we go.
I was ready for that one for some reason. Why did that one shock me?
Yeah, well, because
I'm used to it.
Because previously you heard the snaps and you're like, oh, it's coming. It's and coming. I was like, oh, snap. And you, it didn't bother you.
Now, there is no disaster moment of the week this week.
And that's a disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Womp, womp.
Yeah, very womp, womp.
So, I thought it was a great week.
Except for Wednesday.
Except for Wednesday, according to Mark J.
Freeman. I literally wrote in my notes, bored. When will this end?
I didn't have that feeling this week.
But I can tell you who wasn't in that episode.
Chad?
Just saying. Coincidence? I think not.
Well, I think
Billy Freeman Flynn wasn't in that scene? No?
Oh, boy. Well, we should move on so that way we can open the chat lines for our fans to call in.
I told you that you were going to be Mark Flynn. You were like, Mark Freeman Flynn. I'm hyphenating.
Hyphenating. Yep, I am.
The craziness that goes on here.
Well, now it's time for
Mark's Quote of the Week.
And ironically, this has never happened. We're kind of overlapping. And my quote of the week happens to be the person that's in studio today.
Well, look at that.
So, but I was thinking, because I have it written down, if you wanted to do the line, do you want to read it?
I don't know what's happening.
You're my quote of the week. Okay. So if you want to do your line of that got quote of the week, that's your script. Should look a little familiar.
Oh. This is a first for me. I've never seen my line not highlighted on a phone. This is a first for me. This is first. I'm going to go to your history. No.
It's just going to be a lot of Billy Flynn. Just be ready.
It's
going
to be a lot of Google searches of Billy Flynn.
Look at that hockey butt. You want me to say this?
Yeah, it's the quote of the week.
There it is. That's why I came here tonight. The fire, the tone. I was wondering when that blue streak was going to show itself. I think that's how I said it.
That is how you said it.
Very, very similar. Yeah. That's it.
Oh, wow, we did overlap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my quote of the week. That was, congratulations. That's the first time that's ever happened.
That was my Hamlet.
That our guest actually got the quote of the week.
That was fun.
Huh.
And that has been
Mark's quote of the week.
Oh, and then, sorry, I'm going to need my glasses for this one. So then we're going to do fan of the week. And yes. Fan of the week is going to Running Out. Is that Running Out? Yeah. From iTunes. The subject says, I love this podcast. It says, I have watched Days on and off for a long time. I have to say that I have never enjoyed the show so much since I started listening to this podcast. The guys make me laugh and I love all their comments. They have a great chemistry together. I usually can't stand Tony. No.
I usually can't.
That just says Tony is my absolute favorite.
That's
I'm so thankful for him.
That's
he's very
says.
Handsome
That's
and talented, and I hope that he gets his role as Maxine's son
That's
on the show.
Oh my God! Wow, we almost made it the entire show.
Thank you. I usually can't
watch on Sundays evenings, but I listen to the podcast when I'm out walking my dog in my neighborhood. I have found myself using expressions like "cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs" and craving pizza rolls. Keep up the good work, Mark, Matthew, and Tony.
Yes, yeah, save the best.
That was
for
lovely.
So she gets she or he? I'm sorry, I don't know why I said she. I don't know. It's running oat.
Yay!
Who wrote it?
My guess is it's a he.
Running oat.
Running oat.
Oh, you don't know?
I don't. It's that's the name that they put on iTunes for the
running
review. Running oat.
Yeah.
So congratulations, and yes. I don't know of your Twitter. So if you tweet me and say it's you, then I'll give you a tweet out.
Bam! And now it's time for news and gossip.
News and gossip. Do I have anything to
read? I knew something was going to come. I was like, I have to set up for something.
Oh, am I doing? Hold on. I need my glasses here. What is this? Oh, yes, yes, yes. This week, Cassie DePaiva revealed that she has been diagnosed with, oh, now I have to pronounce this, acute myeloid leukemia, and has spent 6 of the last 9 weeks in the hospital. She says the prognosis is good. However, they expect a complete cure. We wish her well and looking forward to her return to Salem, yes. Which it should be coming up soon.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah. Yes, Cassie is a huge fan of our show, so yeah, we wish her lots of love. And
right? She's been here twice. She came with Camila, and she came by herself. Oh, no, she came with Michael Fairman.
Yeah, so that's 3 times, right?
Twice.
Okay, twice.
And we'll go with speaking that. Of Camila, we are also wishing her a speedy recovery. Camila Bannis, who plays Gabby, injured her foot while taking a parkour class. She still managed to walk a red carpet later that same day, but unfortunately had to wear flats.
But she still looks gorgeous.
But she does look gorgeous.
A what class?
Parkour.
A what?
Parkour.
You know, that's the thing where, like, you run and like,
you jump and you bounce
all
around.
It's like gymnastics, but outdoors.
Yeah.
Like you run up walls. Parkour?
Parkour.
It's like I don't know if you've ever played Assassin's Creed. It's when people jump from building to building and they jump and they do flips and things like that without
you would do parkour. Probably.
Without any type of bungee cord or harness.
You would do hardcore parkour.
I'd watch that.
And
of course you would.
Speaking of stuff, I will be in New York hosting a wonderful event with Dual Coast Events on September 10th. The event features Brandon Beamer, Billy Flynn, Eric Martsoff, Mary Beth Evans, and Brian Dottillo. So if you would like more information on that event, make sure you check out dualcoastevents.com. And we are having a contest for one person to win a pair of tickets to the event. It's an all-in-one package, which is valued at about $600, so it's a good prize. And we're going to extend our contest. All entries are due next Saturday, September 3rd. And all you have to do is email us auditiondays@gmail.com and show us your 90s outfit fashion. And that's it. And you may win. So, and the winner will officially be announced next Sunday, September 4th, live on Audition Days.
And also, we are 8 days out, but Days of Our Lives will not be airing on Labor Day, which is September 5th. So
boom. It's a 4-day week.
It's a 4. I know. That's how I feel, too.
Okay. That's good, though.
That's how I feel when Days of Our Lives isn't on, except for the Olympics, and then I was happy to have 2 weeks
well,
off.
Well, someone was still trying to watch the show during the Olympics. I'm not going to name names, but... But I will say, he's a dedicated person.
I rent DVDs from the library, yeah. If that sums up the kind of person I am. So I'm going to, believe it or not. I'm the guy that reads the newspaper.
I just got my library card the other day.
Look at you.
And it was funny because I saw that. I was like, oh, they have DVDs. I could be renting DVDs here.
Yeah.
Finally did.
That's what I used to do.
Yeah. I'm right down the street from the Beverly Hills Public Library.
Me too. That's where I go.
Oh, God.
You guys can meet up and rent movies together.
How adorable.
Oh, good. So all the fans know where you live now.
You know how long
Rexford is? Post office on Maple.
Post office on Maple. Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to open the phone lines now.
My husband
worked
at the L'Hermitage right there.
We are going to...
The L'Hermitage Hotel.
Oh, the hotel in Burton.
My husband used to work there. Yeah.
I got you guys. I'm just waiting for the calls to come in.
Thanks. No problem.
It's a nice hotel. I was in there once.
They just remodeled, too.
Yeah,
now,
did.
You get along with Billy Flynn.
I heard you.
You enjoy scenes with Vincent and John Aniston. Other favorite co-stars?
All right, we have a caller.
Ooh. Well, that'll have to wait.
All right, you're on time to
think of favorite co-stars.
Hello.
Hello, caller. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Audition Days. You're on live. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. It's Lonnie.
Hi, Lonnie.
Hey,
Matt.
Hi there.
Mark. Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome back to you.
I have a question for John.
Okay.
John Paul,
yeah.
When he was on...
One Life to Live.
Mm-hmm.
Which character does he like better? Being Rex or...
Tough. You stumped him, Lonnie.
I, I feel like I'm such a different person now. Yeah. I've grown up. You know, when I was on One Life, I was 21 to 31. Now I'm 30. I'm a 36 year old guy. So looking back to, you know, I wouldn't want to play a 24 year old guy again. But, I don't know. I can't. There's no.
Two totally different lives.
The only way I can say it is if somebody called me right now and said you can either go play Philip or go play Rex, I'd say I'd go play Philip. So okay. I would prefer to go back. I would prefer to play Philip right now. So yeah. If that helps answer the question. But to backtrack, I do like to do physical scenes where I'm jumping over and hitting stuff. And they did a lot with Rex with that. Like I jumped over couches and I did a lot of fight scenes and stuff like that. So Rex was more of a sitcom-y type guy, which I liked. But anyway, that's the way I can answer the question.
A lot of physical activity like parkour.
Parkour.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Lonnie, for calling in.
Thank you, Tony.
Bye, Lonnie.
Welcome back, everyone.
Thank you.
And we'll take our next caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dishin' Days. You're on live. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony, Mark, and Matthew.
Hi there.
This is Cheryl.
Hey,
hi,
Cheryl.
Hi, John Tall.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, John Tall.
Hello. Hi, Cheryl.
Wasn't sure if you heard me.
Oh, I did.
I gotta say, I was a little bit of a late bloomer on your role as Philip because I absolutely loved J. Kenneth Johnson. Mm. But you have grown on me, and I really, really love you in the role. I don't like the Chloe connection as much as I did before. And I do like the Belle connection more than I did before. Yeah. So there's a little bit of that for you. I have one problem with it, though. I feel like the writers forgot that you only have one leg. You have no limp. You were playing basketball the first time I saw you.
Yeah. Blame me. I always tell everybody in the world, just blame me for everything. Don't blame the writers. Blame the actor for not playing the limp. I never attempted the limp, so blame me. It's my fault.
I feel like it was kind of like, let's just not talk about it, and he's got a leg again. I feel like that's how daytime is.
Or you can look at it as he's a Kyriakis, so he has all this money. Therefore, his leg is like super, so super that it's almost like a real leg, and therefore doesn't require a limp.
That must be it. Well, to go back to the history of Claire, when Claire was born, she was born during I believe Sammy and Lucas' wedding. I posted it in the chat there.
Okay.
But I can't remember whose wedding it was. But anyway, she was born during the almost wedding. I think it was the Sammy Austin wedding now. But anyway, and Philip and Belle were a couple, and Sean and Mimi were a couple. Mm-hmm. And Sean and Mimi are actually Claire's godparents, or were, when Philip was believed to be the father. Her name was Claire Kyriakis originally. And then she got sick, and when she was in the hospital, Kate discovered her blood type was AB negative and knew she couldn't be Phillips.
You know, Kate's always discovering stuff.
She got her nose in everything.
Everything.
When you get a job as a writer on Days of Our Lives, write the limp in for me and I'll play it.
She tries to kill every one of her kids' wives, too.
Yeah, that's true.
So look out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Be careful about that.
You know, girlfriends are never safe.
No.
But
when it comes to Kate and her kids, nope.
Really liking John Paul in the role. I miss Dirty Soap. I loved seeing that side of John Paul, the funny, goofy, always wearing his pajama pants, John Paul.
Yeah.
We see a little bit of that in Philip, though, now.
I think so, too.
Although he's not wearing pajama pants.
He's actually not wearing pants.
Oh, I was going to say he is wearing pants.
I heard you comment about the suits earlier.
I've noticed
that they're putting Philip in turtlenecks like crazy lately.
Turtlenecks?
Yeah, I've seen him in two turtlenecks and a sweater.
I heard myself. Turtlenecks?
Yeah, you did this week. You had a turtleneck on.
I'm sorry.
You were like, I'll wear the turtleneck this week.
No, shit. I don't know. Okay. Yeah.
The fans pay attention.
All right, well, I'm sure I'm going to wear a suit again.
They don't miss a beat.
thanks, Cheryl, for calling in, as always.
Thank you, Cheryl.
It was great chatting with you guys.
It's always great chatting with you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Now, Daquan wants to know if you ever worked with Brian Dottillo because Philip and Lucas are brothers. Did you ever have scenes with him?
Yeah, with Brian? Yeah. In fact, actually, again, I don't know when it airs. I don't know. Gun to my head. But there's a moment where I walk in on Kate and Lucas. They're outside
the town square.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I have I'm in a current state. I'm in a state of something.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, no, I'm in a church with Brian I don't know what I can say. Anyway, yes, I have a couple scenes with Brian.
I think the Horton Town Square has aired because you were drunk and Kate and Lucas were sitting there and
I
walked in. I was drunk.
It was funny. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
good,
yeah,
good,
yeah.
Good, good, good.
That was a great moment.
So,
great job.
And then, thanks.
Yeah, it was. We actually talked
before,
about it.
Before I do a drunk thing, if I can, and, I always spin around really, really fast as they're counting us down. Uh-huh. I'm spinning. And at one time I was with Martha. We're in the living room. And she has just let me in. And I've come in drunk. And I'm spinning around. And Martha's like, as they're counting down, 3, 2. I'm spinning around. And Martha's going, stop it. And then action. Like literally a half a second before you see us on TV, I'm spinning and she's gone, stop it. It's very funny. That's what I do to get into drunk. I spin around.
That's great.
That's a good note.
It's a good idea.
I like that. Let's take another phone call from one of our fans here.
Right or left?
Left. Because we've got a lefty in the house.
There we go.
Hi. Go for it.
Hello, welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dish and Days. Make sure you turn your volume down on your computer there, and let us know where you're calling from and what's your name.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's Jamel from Brooklyn.
Hi, Jamel from Brooklyn. You're also live with John Paul.
Yeah, I'm loving the show, and that's why I called in. I wanted to ask John Paul, I loved you on Want to Live, and I'm loving you on Days of Our Lives, but I wanted to let you play with some of the people who I love a lot, which was Robert Woods and also Catherine Hicklin. I was wondering, how was it to work with them?
Working with Bob Woods is I'm taking that to the grave. I mean, one of the last handful of memories I'll have on my deathbed is going to be working with Bob Woods. Bob Woods was just such he was a friend. He was a dad. He was the cool uncle. He was just War and Peace is shorter than the things I have to say about Bob Woods. But he's one of the coolest guys I've ever known, and I'm so lucky. This sounds like an total interview red carpet answer, but he was a dream to work with. When I was 24, 25, I couldn't have asked for a better scene partner. Kat Hicklin was exciting because and it was her that would bring it up, is her and I would – have these love scenes, and she was twice my age, which was wild. I was making out with this woman twice my age, and I was 23 at the time or whatever, and that was really cool.
Wow.
Because she's so sexy, and I mean, just like, you know, hi Kat, how you doing? You know, and she was just so full of life, and I'm saying like she's gone. No, it was hot.
Yeah,
working with Kat was awesome.
I just loved you on All Martha Live, and I'm really loved you on Days. But the other call I forgot that you was on reality show Dirty Soap, and you was with there was some drama with Farrah and Christian. Do you still stay in touch with Farrah and Christian? Christian Storms and your girlfriend at the time, Farrah.
Yeah.
Do you still stay in contact with them?
I don't. But what are you saying, Christian?
Kristen Storms.
Kirsten.
Oh, Kirsten. 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 Oh.
I'm sorry.
No. I don't. No.
And there's that. All right. Thanks, Jeanette. For calling.
Thanks, Jeanette. Bones are all shattered. All right.
Well, thank you, of course, for calling in. And we will be talking to you soon, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. No problem.
And one last caller.
Oh, no, they that, said they said like, no, they're
nope,
done.
Goodbye.
No, they're done.
Whoever comes in the next one will be the last one.
Did you have an opportunity to think of favorite co-stars? Days of Our Lives, One Life to Live, either show?
Oh, I think we have a caller on the line.
Oh, hello, caller.
I want to answer your question honestly. I'm thinking. I want to. But
that's how I felt.
I have something to say about this screen.
At the hike.
The screen
I was
up
like,
there.
John Paul?
Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dish and Days. You're on live.
Oh, my word.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Carolyn calling from Connecticut.
Oh, hi, Carolyn. Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
Very good. How are you all doing?
We're doing great.
Thank you.
Welcome. John Paul is also here, too. I love that I keep reminding people about that.
I have a question for him.
All right, hit it.
Okay.
Ask me anything.
I thought your scenes from the very moment you aired with John Aniston and your scenes with Lauren Coppola were fabulous. And I want to know, did you do like a lot of preparation with them before you had your first scenes with them?
No, but but I will say that because I had not done a soap for a few years since One Life had gone off the air, and I know how fast everything works, and I knew how just the great history with John Aniston and Lauren, I wanted to do my best work, so I went over my lines 1,000 times. A tornado could have ripped through the room and it wouldn't have thrown me off. I mean, I knew my lines better than anything, and I would go up to the set by myself during lunch breaks and do the blocking by myself. I just made sure that I wasn't gonna mess up, basically, so I was ready, you know, just to have to hurry up and act because time is – it's crunch time. And so I was over-prepared. So no, we run our lines, you know, in the makeup room and things like that, but I just talked to myself all day long in my apartment. The beauty of living alone, not having any pets. You can just talk to walls all day.
Oh, I love how he looked at you when he said that.
I know. Okay. That's what I do.
It's like talking to a wall.
So I'm that crazy guy in L.A. that walks the street – because I like to walk a lot. So I'm just walking around talking to myself all the time, just saying lines all day long. So I probably look like a nut guy. But no, I just went over it over and over again.
Well, it transferred to the screen beautifully. It was – I thought you had great chemistry with both of them.
Thank you.
And this past week, as you heard from the Dish and Days team, I thought the scene with you and Lauren at – Club TBD was perfect. That was one of the best scenes. I loved it.
Well, I do run lines most of all the actors. Lauren and I run it the most. She has a really, really comfortable dressing room full of, like, I'm sure you knew David Bowie is like everywhere. She's a big stuff. So her dressing room is like a den. It's like a really comfortable den. It's like welcoming, and she's so nice and sweet. And I can just talk to her forever anyway. So I did run lines with her more than I did anybody else, just because she's very welcoming and her room is right next to the makeup room and it's nice. So,
and just as a little aside, I also thought you were fabulous on One Life to Live as well. I watched you on that show for years and loved it.
Some of the best 10 years of my life were spent on that show.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it also. Cause
I did.
It really reflected on screen because you played Rex perfectly. That was just a great every pairing you had on that show perfectly.
My goal was to just not bore you. I was just like, okay, let's not bore the audience. Let's make sure their remotes stay, you know, away from their hands. That was my goal.
Have fun with your roles.
Very good.
You have fun with your roles.
I try. Yeah.
I think it comes through on the screen. Definitely. Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Carolyn, for always calling in and being so supportive.
And I look forward to seeing you in New York, Tony.
Yay! We're going to have a great time.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See you soon.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. What was it like being on One Life to Live? Obviously, I know it's probably a sad answer, but when One Life to Live came to an end, what was it like being part of that
ending?
Well, you know, it was weird, but we were given such a heads up, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, we were given like, we were given like almost 7 months, I think, 7 month notice. Mm. So you kind of had it was a punch, but it was kind of like it didn't hurt. I can't metaphor it, but it was just like okay, but you had time to let it sit in, and I mean, it was still weird. It was just, the whole thing was weird, but and then the show got good. The show got really good.
Right.
It got really, really good toward the end.
But I mean, I could have spent my whole life on that show. It was the best. It was one of, I mean, it was Manhattan too. So, you know, we all walked to work, and, you know, y'all walk into the building together. Y'all walk out of the building together. You know, I'm still not used to the driving around all the time, and maybe someday I'll get used to it. But, you know, in New York, there's just so much foot traffic, and, you know, anyway.
Now here is car traffic.
It's car traffic. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not car traffic.
Is that car traffic?
Oh, yeah.
That's the sign language.
Yeah. Well, I think that is it for our episode of Dish and Days. I'm so glad that you stopped by. My lovely co-hosts, tell us where they can find you on social media.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorraineLove.
You guys can find me on all social media platforms at Lounger with Tony or my website, loungerwithtony.com.
You can find me at Trader Joe's, Ralph's, and Bristol Farms every day because that's where I shop.
And the Beverly Hills Library.
Yeah.
You cannot find our special guest on social media, but you can hashtag Jean-Paul Lavoisier when you hashtag Dish and Days. And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Matthew E. Payne. See you next week.
Thanks, Jean-Paul.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.